Hi, everybody. Are you guys getting all ready for the holidays? Like, you're already out shopping, you hit your Black Friday sales, you like navigated all the crazy people on Black Friday, and you're like, how come I'm one of these people? Or you did your Cyber Monday shopping, right? Like, you're already in holiday mood, and now you're getting concerned with how many people are coming over, how are you going to set your table? Oh my gosh, all the holiday parties and the family party and the friend party and the coworker party and the work party and the husband's work party and the oh, and then it's the kids party and then all the rest of the kids parties, right? Like, if you're like me, I get super bogged down with all of the holidays, all the families, all the personalities. Oh my gosh. You guys, seriously, like, we're going to talk about how you get to navigate those today on the Erin Strayer Show. This is where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out there in the world doing things just a little bit differently. And our lady today, she's coming back for round two with us. She is a relationship whisperer. She is a guru of all kinds of relationships and personalities. And I cannot wait for you to get a second view of who her today. And we're going to be talking about, Uncle Bill and Aunt Marge and crazy, crazy nieces and drama queens and all of that stuff and the coworkers and the yuck and the relationships. We're going to talk about that. Who am I? I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them beyond the basics of business because most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear, and they're quite honestly, they are flat out complacent. So I help them get past that. I don't know how to do that. What's my next step? And I don't know how. That's clearly standing in them way in their way. Bottom line, I provide executive level accountability sessions so that you and your business gets the attention to detail it deserves. All right. So, our lady,
Hi.
Eileen Head. Hi, girl.
Back.
You're back for round two. You said, let me do it again.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna have so much fun today.
Like, I'm so stinking excited about talking about the holidays because it's a hot topic.
Yeah.
It's a massive pain point for a lot of people.
And stress, right? And sometimes conflict. There's all kinds of things that come up at
So
Christmas.
much stress. So much stress. Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, George, how are you? Gage? That's Gage. He's the guy that created this platform we're on today, StreamYard. Yeah, the stress, the massive amounts of stress, right?
Well, not only that, but a lot of things get triggered at Christmas time. Memories, unmet needs, expectations, how is it going to go? Family gatherings. Lots of stuff, gets triggered at Christmas time.
Yeah, like I never even thought about the memories. Like all I was thinking about when we talked about doing this topic today, when you came back, which you guys seriously go back and watch the episode from the beginning of the month. I think you were here on what, like the first or something in November?
I think
Beginning of
close.
November, you were on a show. And like when we lined up today, I never even thought about the triggers,
Yeah.
right?
Because you go into those family dynamics and those unhealed issues
Yeah.
get triggered and they come up. And how do you know personalities are patterns of behavior, and they got formed by about the age of 7. Our personality was formed. We formed beliefs and we formed roles, and we identified with the roles, which became our personality. So those are all unconscious, and they are what operate us. So if we go in and someone trips that trigger in that dynamic with a brother, with a mother, with whoever, it's gonna come up. And if you're not prepared and you don't understand, it can cause a lot of stress.
Like I get so I have so much anxiety around the holidays because of man, I don't want to go there. I don't want to have ho but I really don't want them at my house. And I really don't want to go and hang out with all my husband's coworkers. And I really don't want to, but you have to.
Choose to. You do have a choice.
Choose to. It is a choice. It is a choice. And it keeps things like happy, right? Because
So wouldn't you like to have some skills going in?
Yes, let's get some skills.
Challenging ones for you. Like, wouldn't you like to have a basis of understanding?
Yes.
And then, you know, what I find is when you figure these out, you can then use humor to diffuse a lot of things.
That's my out usually.
Yeah.
Usually that's my out. So yeah, let's like just hit it and run with it, Eileen, because I know our people are massively like, just bring it on. Give me the skills. Tell me what I need to do to handle, you know, I really don't want to talk politics all afternoon with Uncle Bill, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
So let's go around the 9 different personalities.
Yeah. So let's start there. There's 9 personalities. They can rewind to episode 1 and get the basis. And let's jump in. So number 1.
So this is based on the Enneagram personalities, which has been around to the 1700s. And like Aaron says, go back or go to my website and you'll get the background on it. It's a well-respected model. So we're going to start with the 1s, the perfectors, or the, you know, sometimes they're referred as the perfectionists. So what are they going to look at like at Christmas time? Well, they're going to have those lists. They're going to have schedule. Everything's going to be structured. The tree is going to be just perfect.
Yeah.
What do you add to that, Erin?
So like I immediately think of my sister-in-law who is the, she is massively detail oriented. Everything is scheduled out. She knows how long it takes her to make her green bean casserole from start to finish. Mm-hmm. She knows where everybody's going to sit at the table and gets all flustered when you don't sit in the right spot.
Yeah.
And she's already got the games figured out for how we're going to figure out gifts.
Everything's organized, right? That's their gift. They are detail organized. They are scheduled. But the thing is, like, if we're starting supper at 5 o'clock and someone arrives at 5:15 or they're not there by 5, what's that going to look like? Well, they're going to start to get irritable. You're going to notice they get nitpicky. I told them that we were going to start at 5 o'clock and now the whole schedule's off.
Yeah.
Everything's in the ditch, right?
Right. For them. Yeah. And they start that late person gets thrown under the bus and constantly, as soon as they walk in the door, like, hurry up, sit down. Everybody else has been waiting for you.
Yeah. Because there's rules.
Yeah.
The perfector learned from an early child. They want it to be right. They want it to be the good child. They want it to do everything right. So for them in their world, there's a right way and a wrong way to show up on time.
Yeah.
Etiquette's important. Follow rules, you know, have good manners. All those things are really, really important to them because they have high values. So what you want to do is you want to appreciate them for their organization, for the beautiful. Often it's like Martha Stewart. Ones are Martha Stewart. You walk in and it is a Christmas to remember forever.
Yeah.
In beauty and detail.
Yeah. Yeah, like their house is impeccably decorated. There's you can run your hand across the top of a refrigerator and there's no dust, right? Like,
well, here's the thing about perfectors though. People think that they are perfect in all parts of their lives and they're not. They can't sustain that. So they may have dust bunnies under the bed. Before you came, they may have had their office stacked like this, but now it's cleared off and it looks perfect, right? So anything that they might feel they might be judged on, because as a child, they felt very judged. So this pattern runs them.
Mm.
So what you want to do is you want to praise them. Thank you. You know, man, things run well when we're around. You're so organized. There's a schedule. We know exactly when the turkey's coming out. Praise them for that and encourage them to relax. Put a glass of wine in their hand. Say, you did it. It's perfect. Here's a glass of wine. Now let's have some fun.
I love that. I love that. That's, you know, that's the way to balance those perfectors, those perfectionists, those number ones.
And if you watch Martha Stewart, she is really, in the Enneagram, there's a path of development. So the one personalities go to the 7 optimists, which are laid back and fun and funny. And you'll see interviews with her now. She's realized that her patterns in the past have been overstructured for other people to even participate in or to meet her standards. And so she's learned. She looks like she's laid back. She's funny. That's the path of development for the ones and for everyone around the ones.
Mm. That's so cool. Do number ones usually choose number sevens as their partners?
Not necessarily. That's the cool thing about the Enneagram, mm-hmm. is it shows you 9 levels of behavior, from undeveloped and unaware to awareness. And when we have awareness of our impact on others with our patterns, we can start to adjust those for everyone and for ourselves, because we are stuck in the box of those patterns. And what you want to do is get out of the box of your personality.
But it's so comfortable there.
Yeah, and you know, from the perfectors, why doesn't everyone follow the rules? We would have a perfect world. And so that's what they strive for. High standards, high morals, high integrity. But you know, you have those others, the sevens come in, they're always late. The party doesn't start till they get there. You know,
they run on their own clock.
Oh, 100%.
You have to always tell them a half an hour to an hour ahead of time to show up. Just so they're on time with everybody else.
Right. And that's how you adjust it, right?
Yeah. But those guys, they're like the life of the party. They're like the party started when I walked in the door. Like,
you know what I hate about them? The party doesn't start till they walk in the door. They can be late. They can be hours late, and they'll come in. Oh, you'll never believe what happened to me. And it'll be a great story, and everyone will forgive them.
Yeah.
Any other personality comes in the door and it's, where were you? Why weren't you one time? Now we're all late.
Yep. But those seven optimisters, those guys, seriously, like, they get away with everything, don't they?
No.
They can say anything to anybody. Yeah. They call their own shots, like, and they're the life of the party.
I have a brother like that. And yeah, when I come home to my hometown, it's like I'm coming home and people will say, yeah, I think we'll be around, whatever. My brother comes home, they almost have a parade down Main Street.
Right.
Everybody comes out of the woodwork.
Right.
But they're fun. That's what they give to us. Anyway, we got off track. So let's go to the two supporters now.
Yeah.
So the two supporters are the helper personalities. They come in, they take off their coat, they roll up their sleeves. Do you need me to peel the potatoes? You know, are the vegetables done? What do you want me to do?
They're unloading everybody else's cars and taking your coat and hanging it up. Yep.
Yeah. Do you want me to set the table? Don't say that to one perfector.
Because they'll go in behind you and make it better.
Yeah. But if you go to, so the two supporters are the helpers. Do you need me to bring up chairs? Would you like me to set out this? And sometimes that's really welcoming, depending on which personality is hosting. They may say, oh, thank goodness the two helpers are here.
Mm-hmm.
But to others, it can appear very taking over and intrusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that can be a bit of an issue.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, recognizing that, not only if that's what your personality is, as a number two supporter, right? Or you're the receiver of the supporter. I think if you can find that balance between those personalities, it probably would make that reception a whole lot easier.
Yeah. And so if you don't want the help, you can say to them, you know what? You're always helping everyone else. I want you to sit down. I want you to put a glass of wine in your hand, and I want you to just enjoy today. Thank you. I appreciate the offer. So appreciate them for wanting to help, because they're looking for appreciation.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, hey, I left a couple things on my list just for you.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. So, you know,
oh my gosh, can you go wipe down the bathroom really quick?
We would do it. We would do it. And, you know, maybe you have a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law situation, and the mother-in-law comes in. I always make the gravy. But the daughter-in-law is hosting, and she wants to make her own gravy or her own stuffing or whatever. How do you do that? So there's two ways you can deal with that. You can say, you know what? You make the best gravy in the world. Have at it. I'd love for you to do that. Or you can say, you know what, Mom? I want you to just rest today. And I have a recipe I'd like to check out, and I'd like your feedback on it afterwards. So you're still including them, you're still valuing them, but you get to make your own gravy if you choose to.
If you choose. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So those number two supporters, those are your helpers. They need to be appreciated and feel important.
Right. And where you really value them is after the meal, because they are in the dishpan, they are washing dishes, they'll be there cleaning the stacks of pots, they'll be washing, that's where
exactly
they
complaining about it. Yeah. And your perfectionist is right there. Do you want your forks up or down in your dishwasher?
Yeah. So that's the value they bring.
Yeah. Cool. So keep on going around number three, because there's nine of them. We got to hustle here. There's like a lot of information.
All right. The three achievers. So achievers are focused on goals and achievement and orientation. And part of that is the reward. So they're probably successful in their lives. So they will be talking about, did you see my new Rolex watch, or look at the new car? Or they'll be talking about, you know, their current promotion. They talk about work a lot because they value themselves in work. So goals, orientation.
Do they have to be in the limelight all the time too?
They do like to be
the Smiths kind of
admired. They like to be admired.
Yeah.
And that pushes some people's
buttons. Brand stuff.
Oh, definitely. Image is huge. And so that pushes some people's buttons. But you know what? Can you just say, you know what? That's awesome. Good for you. And not personalize maybe where you are. Maybe you can bring some humor into it. Like, how many accomplishments did you do this year? It's hard to get them to stop talking about the accomplishments. So for the achiever, be aware and ask other people, you know, tell me what was great for you this year. Bring out the positive side of that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool. Because, yeah, if you're going around the dinner table with, hey, give us something about yourself, because I know we do that in our family.
Yeah.
You know, what's one thing that you're grateful for, or one thing that you accomplished this year, or one thing that you never thought, right? And it gets stuck in the same chair.
Yeah.
Like, man, you don't want to follow them because you're never going to get a turn.
And so, you know what? You can create humor around that, and you can say, you got 1 minute, make it worthwhile. Uh-huh. Tick, tick, tick. And then you go, okay, minutes up.
Next. Minutes up. Yep. Put the little timer. Yeah. Yeah.
Smile and say, you know, make it fun.
Yeah.
And so then we're moving on to the four expressors. They are the dramatic ones. If they haven't had much growth or awareness, there can be lots of drama. There can be moodiness. They want to be seen as unique and special. Mm. They want their gifts to be, and they want to receive gifts that are unique to them. Four expressors are very authentic. Mm. They're authentic with their feelings, with their emotions. They're very, very heart-centered. They're the romantic types. They love the flowers, the romantic time
and the thought, and
you need to put thought into their gift. It's not a walk into Walmart and buy whatever's on the shelf.
Yeah.
It needs to be really important. So then the five contemplators are your thinkers. They're the more introverts. They don't like small talk. You'll find them very quiet but you start a political debate or debate of anything, an intellectual conversation, and they shine. They really shine. They also get worn out with a lot of people around, so they might be the first ones to leave.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The gatherings, because all this energy kind of burns them out.
Yeah. My husband's a five. Like, he's very much that contemplator, that thinker, but he's very educated on all kinds of current events and things that are going on. And exactly. He loves to be in those conversations, and he has a lot of value to add to them.
And but to the fours and the twos, it's like, oh, my teeth are aching. They're talking about politics again. Let's talk about people in relationships. What's going on in your life?
Yeah. Or what are you crafting? Right.
Yeah. 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 And for the fives, if anything emotional comes up, they just want to stay in the logic. No, don't bring that touchy-feely stuff in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they are the first ones to excuse themselves if they even take it that far. Yeah. Sometimes they just sneak out and you don't even know they're gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they don't want any limelight or any attention on themselves.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you think they're just down in the basement or they're in the other bathroom, but no, they're gone.
Yeah. They're gone. Yeah.
They're gone.
And so then the six questioners, they are your fear, worry, anxiety-based personality. And so they're going to be talking about, you know, the things that are going on in the world, the scary things, the, you know, what's happening. They can appear to be a little pessimistic, but really they're not that way. They are amazing at reacting very quickly, especially in a crisis situation. And they're looking for security and assurance. They're the most trusting, loyal, but they also have this really sharp sense of humor. So they can come out with this. I have a son who's like that, and he's constantly zinging me. Like, he gets me, and I just stop with my mouth open, like, he got me again. Like, it's so to the point. It's so, in a loving way. He does it in a loving way. And it's a lot of fun. But, you know, it's so before they left home, whoever is the questioner will say, did we lock the door? Did we shut off the iron? Those are natural traits. Or where did we park the car? Is it okay there? Are we going to get towed?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Am I out in the road too far? Am I over the edge on the parking lot line? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we already talked about the seven optimisters. They are the entertainers, the party starts. They have a funny aspect to everything in life. They can take, I had a brother who, my brother, we were doing hay, making hay on the farm, and he goes, yay, we're done. And he takes the pitchfork and right through his foot. That was the funniest story ever. He spun that into a whole segment, going to the hospital. They have funny stories about things that happen.
You can't make it up. Like they, it's like it happened. Like they're not even like pulling your leg and making the story up, are they?
Well, they do embellish it a lot sometimes.
A lot.
Yeah. But it's funny and entertaining. And so, you know, they too can trigger other people because they tend to be attention seekers in the room.
Sure.
And so those triggers can get, you can get triggered on that.
Yeah, I have one of those brothers too, and he's never, we call it Adam time. Like he's never on time ever. And where me, I'm 10 to 15 minutes, if not more earlier.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, and that drives me insane. And I'm like, oh my living, help me. I don't know how.
They just live in their own world. Oh, well, it'll all work out because they're the most positive of the nine personalities. They have the rose-colored glasses. Everything will always work out. You know, no big deal. See?
Yeah.
Nothing lost, right?
Nothing lost. No big deal.
Meanwhile, the one is gnawing down to their fingernails, right? It's like, where are they? Why aren't they here yet?
Don't they know they're disrespectful? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And then we come to the eights.
Eight asserters. So the eight asserters are the strong personalities in the room. They are the leaders. They, you know, they will start the strong conversations. They're very direct. You know, with more awareness, you don't notice a lot of those strong traits, right?
Yeah.
But for the undeveloped eight asserters, they're going to challenge people. You know, they like to stir the pot. They really enjoy conflict, as a matter of fact. So if there's conflict in the room, they're right in there in the discussion. They love that. There's energy in that. They have big energy in themselves. How would you give us some feedback on being an eight asserter at Christmas time?
Yeah. I'm either in it or I'm out of it.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm either knee deep in all of it and keep it going. That's me. Like I love egging my brother-in-law on. Like just, I love it, you know? Yeah. Or I just remove myself. Like I don't want any part of it.
Yeah.
I'm one or the other. But usually I'm in, depending on who the crowd is specifically, right. You know?
And it also depends that you're a female as well. So as a female, you have more awareness of relationship interactions generally than the male asserters do. So the male asserters, they like to take charge of situations. They, you know, they'll call a spade a spade. They'll call someone out if their behavior. But they make the rules and they don't follow their own rules, but everyone else, boy, you better toe the line.
Yeah.
So they're the stronger personalities. That's usually an uncle or a dad or something that's really strong. But it can be any person. I have seen a five-year-old run a family.
Really?
A five-year-old age-asserted child. Oh, definitely.
Wow.
That will be direct. They'll be talking very strongly, and everyone else will rotate around them, tiptoe around them. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's cool. I mean, you know, there's pros and cons to that, that they allow that person, you know, the parents allow that personality to come out instead of squash it.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens with personalities, is we don't know what to do with them.
Sure.
Because other personalities don't feel natural to us.
Sure.
Our groups do. Like, who wouldn't want help? Why am I intrusive? Like, let me tell you how to help you. I didn't see that as being a challenge to other people until I really looked at it. So ours are natural to us. And without awareness, we really can rub up against each other. We can trigger people. We can irritate people. And then we have the nines. Oh,
yeah.
You have a point?
I want to cover the nines, and then I want to like quickly go into how we can balance and what that looks like. And let's cover the nines.
So the nines are the peace seekers. They just want everyone to get along.
Waving the white flag.
Right. They are the usually the sweet personalities. The nice personalities, they're not as vocal, they don't speak as loud, they don't insert themselves into conversations. They are easy.
Little church mice.
Yeah, they can be. Yeah, they can be. Or, you know, they'll pop in and make a comment or something, and then they, especially if there's any conflict going on, they are shut down. Conflict shuts them down because they want peace and harmony.
Yeah.
So if they have a family situation that has a lot of conflict, it's very, very difficult for the peace seekers to be there and to show up and to speak up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting too, you know, that there's all the nine personalities. A lot of us know of four, right? Like we've been trained in the type talk and the Myers-Briggs and all of that, but then what do you do with them? Just like these. Now they're, you know, you've taken this, like this whole entire expansive step farther, but now what do you do with it? Right.
Yeah.
Like I know you have a program and all of that. Let's,
right.
Kind of
so
help ourselves.
What everyone is looking for is to be valued.
Sure.
The challenge is we often don't see our own value. And that's what we're looking for in all our relationships. Do you value me as being a helper? Do you value me for caring and nurturing? Do you appreciate all that I do for you? And most people don't, because it's so natural the way two supporters do that it just seems part of who they are.
Sure.
But underneath that, unconsciously, is we are looking to be appreciated. Each personality has a value. Each personality feels loved differently from a core emotional need. Mm. And that's some of the work that I do with people. I do couple dynamics. Mm. I help you put your personalities together to help you understand your core emotional needs, your communication patterns, your anger patterns, your stress patterns, and how to deal with your differences when both of you want your differences met at the same time.
Sure.
Because it's the differences that break us up.
And you know, that's that right there's the key point, Eileen, is that it is the differences that break us up, but it's the lack of understanding
right.
of the differences that really is the final, you know, the final cut.
Yeah. Because people know that they have differences. Mm-hmm. It frustrates them and they fight about them all the time.
Sure.
But nobody knows how to solve them.
Right.
And so when you understand the personality dynamics and the personality pattern of each personality, you can, you know, the partner will often go, well, now I get why that thing that was so unimportant to me is critical to them.
Yeah.
And you can really understand each other at a deeper level. You can connect, you can be more loving. And that's whether you're at work, a boss, coworker, a parent, child, a partner, ex-partner, with friends. When you get the personality patterns and understand them, you can love them for their quirks. You can understand why they're doing these quirks, and you can even help them with their growth. You know, in a humorous way, like around the dinner table, like, okay, you've had your 99 minutes, three. We're moving on to the next one, and congratulations on all that, by the way, right? You're still validating them. But you're sort of giving them awareness. So if you're in a group that has really low awareness, then it's more challenging. That's why the sevens are really great, because they can bring humor around to everyone. So if they are aware of the Enneagram, they can really shift the whole gathering. And everybody can shift the gathering by praising everyone for their traits. The one factor, you are so awesome at details and organization. You are so awesome to supporters for your helping. You are so awesome, three achievers. You know, maybe they brought everybody special presents because, you know, the four, you are so awesome because they experience life with color. Mm-hmm. Everything is an experience. They do experiences in technicolor. You know, the fives for their knowledge and wisdom and their intelligence. The sixes for wanting safety and security, for making everyone safe, loyal, trustworthy. The sevens for the fun. The eights for, they are the protectors. They will look after the family. If they see anyone taking advantage of anyone, they are right in there, strong, perfect, protecting. And the nines, they bring the calmness, the peace, the harmony.
Mm. Yeah. And that balance between all of those. And I love how, you know, there's we can point out all the
funny quirks
is a really good way to put that. Thank you. But there's also so many amazing qualities to each one of the personalities, and those get to be acknowledged and pointed out, just like you said, and your program. Let's talk about real quick about your program, and please drop the links in here when we're done to your program.
Currently, I have an operator's manual program. We started last week. If you want to hop into that, I can give you a link for that, because we go through all nine personalities in depth. There's 2 weeks left on that, and they are recorded. I offer a free relationship call and free quiz. So just, we'll drop the links in.
Yeah.
And just go to my website. I have a ton of stuff on there. I do couple dynamics coaching, stair girl coaching, mm-hmm. singles coaching.
Yeah. And your web is eileenhead.com. Eileen,
right.
E-I-L-E-E-N head, H-E-A-D, like your head.com.
Great.
And let me just tell you, my husband and I have had the relationship coaching with Eileen. I'll just go and share that a little bit. He doesn't know we're talking about it. And quite honestly, there was a lot of pushback from my husband, and it was kind of like, hey, will you please do this for me? This is really cool. I think it'll really help our relationship out. And quite honestly, the discovery, just the awareness
mm-hmm.
that is brought forward from, we each had an individual consult with you, and then we did it together and came together. And it was overwhelmingly amazing, the awareness mm-hmm. that was had from our relationship session with you. And you guys, seriously, this goes well beyond. I mean, yes, it is. That was my husband and I, but this goes well beyond just your spouses. It can cover your children. It can cover your coworkers. It can cover your friends. If you're in business with anybody and you're in business partnership, seriously, and you want to expand and work better with each other and have a better understanding of each other, like, I highly recommend, one, not only doing the quiz and seeing what personality you really truly are, yeah. and then where you want to sit in the world with the people that you interact with on a daily basis, and how to make that better.
Like, and if seriously. More than that,
yeah,
for yourself.
Ah, right. You know,
for me, I used to be a people pleaser. I mean, I had bleeding ulcers. I felt like I was hands on a clothesline. My hands were attached, but my feet was flapping in the wind, and I was just somebody for everybody scurrying around. I'm solid in who I am. I know my value. And if someone doesn't resonate with me, my value doesn't go away.
Mm.
It's just that I'm not resonating with them.
Mm.
So for me, it has been absolutely life-changing. All my relationships, I'm a drama-free zone now. I know how to solve situations for myself, for others. It is an amazing life skill that just I'm so passionate about, because it changes lives very quickly.
Yeah. Again, you guys, we've been talking to Eileen Head. She is the Relationship Whisperer. This is episode number 2 that we've had with her. She's been on our show. Please go back and watch the first episode. Back it up with this one. Take her quiz. Hop on her schedule and like really have a session with her. And if you think that it would at all behoove you in what you do as a career, who you are in this world, if you are a coach, if you are a manager, if you're a leader of any kind.
Thank you. Yeah.
Really implement this thought process and the way that these personalities are broken down and covered in depth with her. It's life-changing.
See, personalities have patterns. And when you recognize them, you now have a skill.
Yes.
How to talk to them, relate to them, understand them, solve conflicts, all of those things. And it's fun. Like anybody who knows the Enneagram goes, oh, there are that personality. Now I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. I know in my world, so many people have done the type talk and the Myers-Briggs and the, you know, all of those ones that people hear about all the time. They've done coding of people. They've done all of those, but usually that is just 4 different personality types where this takes it. And again, it expands it into 9. This is the only one that's out there that is backed by scientific studies. It is backed by the FBI uses it. Cornell and Stanford University use it. Like it has scientific backing behind it. And it's what, 10,000 years old?
Since the 1700s. And what's unique about it from all other personality models is it has that path of development.
Yeah.
Here's my patterns. Here's what's sabotaging you. Here's the patterns that challenge other people, therefore challenging you. Mm-hmm. And these are the patterns exactly to replace them for each personality type.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's quick and it's impactful very quickly.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You guys, I highly encourage you again. We've been talking to Eileen Head on the Erin Strayer Show today. I love everything about what she does. I love her knowledge base. I love who she is in the world and then what she does for us to be better at what we do. So again, we'll drop the links. We'll have you drop the links in here where people can find you and find your quiz and hop in your schedule. And you guys, we are live every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific time, and 6 p.m. in the UK. We have a lot of people over there across the pond watching. And if you were with us, we really highly appreciate you watching with us this afternoon. If you're watching the replay, please let us know you're watching the replay. And we'll see you right back here soon. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for having me on. Merry Christmas, everyone, and happy holidays.
Ah, Merry Christmas.